Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday morning, July 8th. What a wonderful day it is that you and I are seeing it, so we're blessed. Today our focus is receiving kingdom wisdom, and I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so, loving to pray and to the Lord and to pray in, with you and in your company. You're dialed into Global Time with Christ Jesus. And this is a time that we all look forward to every morning, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. sharp. I do want to express my great appreciation for those of you that are, you're really in and waiting before I am. I'm still preparing myself for the prayer cast, and I would see people are just already dialed in and hanging on, waiting for the intro music, if you will. So I want you to know that I appreciate your faith and your commitment to the level that is being displayed. We thank you so much. Well, first, before we go into prayer, I want to apologize for yesterday's prayer cast. I don't know what happened. I still, at this moment, don't know what that was. But what was happening was, as I'm in the prayer cast, such as now, I'm obliged to wear a pair of headphones. And so that... I can communicate with you, you can communicate with me. But what was happening on yesterday was very unusual. It had never occurred before, for me anyway. And there were signals from other broadcasts that were coming into my headphones, and which was very distracting. Following the prayer cast, I was made to understand that you couldn't hear that, and so it appears I was the only one that was hearing that, but it was very difficult for me to concentrate and to speak with these other signals coming into my headphones, and I don't know what that was about. I can only speculate about that. However, I do want to apologize to you if there was any disappointment or inconvenience to you. Of course, that's never our intention, but we're dealing with technology, and sometimes it just goes buggy and crazy. So I'm sure you will forgive us and understand and all of that. However, today is a brand new day, and our signal is clear and crisp. Certainly on this end, I hope it's clear and crisp on your end, but it sounds like everything is smooth and okay, and we're going to go forward forgetting what's behind, as the Apostle Paul advised us to do. Today our focus is receiving kingdom wisdom, and before we go any further, I would like us to approach our God, inviting his presence, and he's welcoming us into his presence, into his courts, and we do want to enter since we do have an appointment. Father, we thank you on this morning. We give praise to you because you are the only wise God. You are righteous. You are glorious. You are magnificent. And we thank you today. Our tongues are too short to give you all the praise and the credit that is due to you. But we want you to know on this morning that we do love you. And we thank you for sparing our lives. Thank you for the victories that you've walked us through, led us through. Thank you for the victories that you're yet going to reveal to us. Thank you for the confidence that we have in you. Thank you for the anointing of confidence as well. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who teaches us and guides us, teaches us all about you. And we thank you for this adventure of learning about who you are, your nature, your person, your personality, your being, and that we, from moment to moment, from day to day, we are being taught. And Father, we are overjoyed at the experience, and we're looking forward to every subsequent moment at what we will discover of you and about you and with you. So we thank you today. And Father, if we have failed you in any set of circumstances, any situation, any moment, any thought, any word, we pray that you would forgive us today for our weakness, for our failure. You would apply the blood of Christ Jesus upon the horns of our being to purify and to make us clean, to make us acceptable in your sight, so that what you see is the covering of the righteousness of the Son of God that he provided for us by his death and a resurrection up on the cross, from the grave, his death on the cross and his shed blood that comes for cleansing. And we thank you, Lord, that we have healing and wholeness and all of those things that you've provided for us, too numerous to speak of, but we thank you anyhow and we praise you anyhow, because you are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and everything we need you provide, and it's found in you. And so you're all we need, truly. You're all we need. You're every breath that we take, and every moment that we are awake, you are our keeper, our protector, and you watch over us. We thank you for each one of our prayer partners that are connected with us right now. We thank you for those that are unable to connect even now, and we ask that you would bless all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, this is Tuesday morning, and it's the 8th of July. I must mention something to you that I noticed while I was in prep for this prayer cast, that usually there's quite a bit of sound in our environment here. You know, the daily choir appears, and they must be absent today. But and I'm speaking of the birds. Usually there's loud noises of them cheering and singing, and there's virtually probably none. I think maybe I just hear maybe just one chirp or chirping. That's about it. But it's very unusual. So I pray God that that's just one of those things. But what we will do now, I think it's a good thing. We want to pray over this morning. Can you sense that? Can you feel that? We want to pray over this morning. We want to command this morning, because it was given to us as a gift. And this morning, or the morning, is the head of the day. So we don't know what this day holds, but we know who holds today, don't we? So we want to command the morning, and we want to pray the word of God over this morning, this particular morning. Father, we command the morning according to your word in Job chapter 38 and verse 12. We command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out. We have dominion over the devil this morning according to Psalms 49 and verse 14. And Father, we make the outgoings of this morning to rejoice, even if the birds aren't, according to Psalm 65 and verse 8. So we receive your loving kindness that you've sent with this morning and that you send every morning, Psalm 143 and 8. And today we release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of this morning, Psalm 110 and 3. Let your light break forth in our lives on this day as the morning, according to Psalm 58 and 8. Let your judgments come upon the enemy this morning and every morning, Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 19. Your going forth, Lord, is prepared by you as the morning. And we pray that you will come just like the rain did on last night, the latter and former rain upon the earth, according to Hosea chapter 6 and verse 3. And we receive your visit this morning, according to Job chapter 7 and verse 18. Thank you for awaking us every morning, including this one. You wakened our ear to hear as the learned, Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4. So we will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day, even this day, or the terror that comes at night, according to Psalms 91 and 5. So show us your salvation this day and every day, according to Psalm 96 and 2. So there, we've taken command of the morning, which is the head of this day. And so God will have his way. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, your microphone is open so that you can be heard.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Speak.
Good morning. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, please feel free to share it with us. Otherwise, we are going forward in our prayer agenda on this day. One of the things that has troubled me over the last several days, is the increased warfare in Israel and its surroundings that is increasing every day, and children are caught up in it. Young men died at the hands of executioners or killers within the last 10 days, and then there were reprisals coming from within Israel on a young man from the other side, from the Palestinian side. So it's hectic, it's chaotic, and the bombings and shellings that are going on, it's ramping up every day. Now, this is a signal to us of what is happening in the spiritual realm on the earth. So please understand that that's not over there, and it leaves us outside of it. We're on the same, let's put it this way, we're in the same neighborhood, at the very least spiritually. Even if we're not hearing bombs going off at our front door, we're in the neighborhood, and so we're to take concern for what is happening and understand that there's, behind all of what's happening in the natural, there is the supernatural and the battle. Satan knows his time is short. Yes, his time is short. And he doesn't have like one more day. He's got some time, but it's short relative to God's plan and purposes. So we like to pray for Israel. Pray for Jerusalem. That God would have his way in that region of the world on this day, that the enemy is suppressed, that the weapons of war are diminished even on this day, so as not to take the lives of the innocent. In the name of Jesus, we are praying that today. Please join me. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even though we are far in distance, geographically removed from Israel or from Jerusalem, we thank you that our prayers can reach there faster than the speed of light, because you are a hearing God and your hands move, and you move on behalf of your people all the time. We pray today for Jerusalem, for Israel. We pray for the Palestinians. We pray for the Muslims there. We pray for the Christians in that region as well, who may be experiencing fear and anxiety even now because of what is happening. It is early afternoon there. Their day has been advanced completely. They're ahead of us in time. And so they're in the midst of whatever is going on there. And we pray right now, Lord, that by your Spirit, the forces of heaven will intervene on behalf of Jerusalem and behalf of the nation, and cause that nation, even now as it finds itself in the midst of war, to call upon you, to look to you, to know that you will answer, to call upon the name of the Lord God Almighty, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies, to come to the rescue, and that salvation would come. Cause a revival, an early rain to come down in the name of Jesus, even on this day in that region. We thank you, Lord, for the children. We pray that you would protect them, because the war does not discriminate. Protect them. They are innocent. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. All of these things are signals that the day of our redemption is nearer.
Yes, sure.
And it's nearer every single day. And so as we see these news reports and the imagery that comes forth, which is horrible, that we would be more confident of God's plan and his purposes, that Jesus Christ is returning eventually. So our spirits, as I said on Sunday, are groaning, awaiting the redemption that comes with his appearance. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, please share it with us. It will encourage our hearts. Hallelujah. Welcome.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Beautiful and awesome day.
Yes.
I would like to
yes.
Prayer this morning. And then for our children. Most of them are on nutrition right now, and we just want the Lord to cover them.
Yes.
If they're out of school, some of them, their parents may not be able to have them in any particular summer camp or daycare, and we just want the Lord to, you know, cover them, protect them. Even their parents, that hearing last night on the news of a little 7-month-old that was just pushed on the subway platform and left there. And, you know, it's like, who in their right mind could do something like that? You know? We know that there is a war going on, and when you can get to the children because they are innocent and because they are naive, they're easy prey. So let us pray this morning and cover the children all over the world, not only in the United States, but all over the world, because these children are the next generation of leaders.
You just made an important point about praying for the children all over the world. Our natural minds, particularly if we're not current of what time it is, what season it is on planet Earth, our minds will tell us, well, how can you pray for the children all over the world? The fact is that the world is now very, very small.
Amen.
It's not a large place like it used to be. At least it shouldn't be in our minds. Because the reality is, because of technology and economics, the world now is just a regular neighborhood. It's not way over there. No. You can get from here to London, do shopping, you can leave right now, and you can be back for supper. That's how small it is. Because there are jetliners that will take you out from the airport, bring you over there, you'll shop, and come back for supper. People are doing that, in fact. So, when we pray, we must now pray with a global outlook. As opposed to just our little local, you know, kind of a situation. We're no longer in a cell. We're on a planet that's physically and geographically, in terms of miles, it's large. But in terms of communications and connection, just in the natural, we didn't even talk about the spiritual, in the natural, you have a smartphone, cell phone. We have people that are that's from across the earth that's logged into our program right now. Just the other day, this lady from Lebanon contacted us. How far is Lebanon? It's right up the street. Because of the technology, so nothing needs to change except our minds about what's real and what the reality is. That's the only thing. And so we ask God, and that's why we're receiving kingdom wisdom today. That's the focus, receiving kingdom wisdom. So when we hear a child over in Israel is killed because of the geopolitics that's going on, that touches us here as if it was right in your room. You know what I'm saying? It's not no longer, oh, that's over there, and God have mercy of them. It's a pity, and we turn our backs and go about our business. Because whatever is happening there is affecting us here. And maybe we don't realize it, but it is. I'm going to ask Jennifer. Jennifer, would you lead us in the prayer for the children that you just so wisely, you know, gave attention to. If you would, we would like you to lead us in prayer for the children wherever they are, because they are experiencing the worst of the sinful activities of this planet. We just heard on yesterday that some of the young women that were in captivity by Boko Haram in Africa, in Nigeria, were able to escape, about 60 of them. I went like, praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
We prayed for those young women, and to every one of their lives are important. So,
yes.
Jennifer, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father, we come to
yes,
you on this morning because you are the only wise God. Hallelujah. You
yes.
are Lord over every situation. You are God all by yourself. This morning, Lord, we remember your word which says, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such
yes.
is the kingdom of heaven. So we lift up the children.
Thank you, Lord.
Every tribe, every tongue, every nation. We
yes.
lift them up for you this morning, Father. And we call on your name. We ask you, God, to stretch forth your hand.
Yes.
By Spirit, Lord, cover them. Protect them, Lord God, from hurt, harm, and danger.
Yes.
Lord, we pray that by your purpose, your divine purpose, God, that they all come into the design that you have destined for them. Lord,
yes.
every plot of the enemy, in whatever way, whether it is by war, whether it is by disease, whether it is by whatever means, Lord God.
Yes.
Today, Lord God, we stand before you, O God, and we lift them up, and we agree that they are under your hand, that you are holding them in the palm of your hand, that you are keeping them as the apple of your eye, because
yes.
they are the next generation that will be the leaders, the ones that will be in the cities, the ones that will be in the gates, the ones that will be taken in charge, where those of us from this generation have passed on. Lord, so
yes.
we pray this morning and we agree that your divine purpose for the lives of each and every child that is on planet Earth will come true, Lord God, and you have designed it, you see fit, Lord, that every provision that they need would be met in the name of Jesus. We rebuke
yes.
every enemy over their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and wherever
yes.
they might live in war zones, Lord, that you would bring your peace in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
God, and famine would cease, and they would be able to no more go hungry, Lord God, but they would be filled in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Lord, we think of the children that sometimes have to wake up one morning, get up, or even go to school without anything in their belly. Lord, we pray this morning, oh God, that all that will cease in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord.
We pray, Father God, for those, oh God, that may be even homeless. Father, we pray today that you would make a way out of no way for them and their parents, Lord God, that they would have a
yes.
home. Yes, Lord. They would have water to drink, clean water. Lord, we
yes,
pray for so many times, Lord God. Simple thing as clean water. Mighty God, let it be done like nothing in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for your wisdom, Lord God. Wisdom for us, Lord God. Those, Lord God, especially that are lost and don't know you, Lord God. But even our Christian parents, Lord God, we all need you, Lord. We need we need your direction, Father, so that we can lead these children in the way of the Lord. Lord, we just pray and ask God that your will be done in every situation and in every circumstance regarding our children. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and for answering on behalf of children, wherever they are on this day. Amen. Well, we are also on a prayer journey, 30 days worth of it, and we're about the 10th day, I think, somewhere along there, in praying for our Muslim neighbors, and literally their neighbors, because as I said earlier, the planet is kind of small at this point in history and getting smaller. We want to pray today. I want to ask you to join us in prayer today for our Muslim neighbors. We're talking about Muslims right next door, across the street, people that you encounter as you go down the street that are Muslims. And because of the celebration period called Ramadan, which ends on July 27th, that is, it's on now. The Muslims are fasting all day and ending their fast each day with a meal at sundown. And we want to pray for them. They're right around you. You run into them all the time, and you're seeing lots and, well, what appear to be, because many Muslims are not staunch adherents to their religion, so to speak. You may not know that they're at least trying to follow that. And so now you're seeing many, many with their signs of their involvement with the Muslim faith by head covering or something of that nature, because of the season. It is Ramadan. So we want to pray for our neighbors. We've been praying for countries that are not as close to us as our next-door neighbor. And so we want to pray for our neighbors. It's in our communities. It's right around. When you go to the gas pumps, they're there. You go to the supermarket, they're there. They're everywhere. You know, they're your neighbors. And so we want to begin to pray by asking God to give us a heart filled with love and compassion towards Muslims. That's the first thing. Muslims are individual beings. And they're not all the same, and so don't let the media and what happens there poison your mind, so that you think all Muslims are of somewhat a threat and dangerous to you personally. No, they're extremists, and that is real. But it's like your other neighbors; some of them will kill you. You know, they're not all the same. But then some will come over and give you a hand if you're having difficulties, that kind of thing. So we want to pray that God will give us a heart filled with love and compassion towards Muslims. We also want to pray in faith and confidence that God will hear us and will move powerfully in answer to our prayers of love and compassion. Then we also want to pray that Muslims will understand that God desires for everyone to know him as children and not as slaves. The Muslims have a worldview, if you will, and it includes a view of what they believe is God and what He wants. So we want to pray that they will have a full revelation of the true God and His loving character. That's what we want to do. So let us pray now. Father, we thank You for giving us a heart that is filled with love and Your love and Your compassion towards our Muslim neighbors. We thank You for them, and we thank You for their being. We praise You, Lord God, that Your word says that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. And we thank You, Lord, that their knees will bow and their tongues will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes.
We pray, O God, that You are hearing. We know, we have the confidence that You are hearing us, because we are expressing Your love and Your compassion towards our Muslim neighbors and friends. We pray that they will come to understand that You desire for every one of them to be and to live as His children, Your children, and that You do not want them to be slaves, if you will, but to be willing, loving participants in Your heavenly plan and kingdom. So we pray today that You will give them on this day, all around us, a full revelation of who You are and of Your loving and kind character, and that You are a rewarder of them that diligently seek You. And Father, there are Muslims today in our community, in our neighborhood, that are seeking You. We pray that the light of Jesus Christ would shine forth out of the darkness and illuminate their minds and spirits for Your glory. We thank You today. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen and amen. I have a suggestion for our prayer partners on today, particularly for the ladies. You want to ask God for the opportunity to meet Muslim women. You want to ask God to bring Muslim women into your life, especially the ones that He is drawing to Himself. And do not think that because a person may be confessing or adhering to the Muslim faith at this point, that God is not drawing them to Himself. Don't be deceived into thinking that that's the case. God is drawing their Muslim women that God is drawing to Himself. Men too. But I'm speaking particularly of women right now. We have Muslims that are right next door that we can say hello to. Now, in the case of some Muslim sects, women are not allowed to speak to the men out in public. And so I'm very careful, because I generally speak to people as I encounter them. So I'm most respectful. I only speak to a lady that is clearly dressed in her Muslim habits, if you will. Only if she smiles or says something, then I speak back. If not, I don't say anything, because it could be offensive. But women can speak to women regardless. That's how that works. And so the ladies that are listening, you want to ask God to bring Muslim women into your life, the ones that he is drawing to himself. And the best way to meet Muslim women also is to be introduced to them by someone else. This way they'll trust you more quickly because you are their friend's friend. Now that makes sense, doesn't it? But you don't have to necessarily wait for that. You can smile, you can greet, you can say God bless you. You can do all of those things. And because we can pray for God to do something, quite often God will answer that prayer through, guess who? You. So when we pray in faith, let us be aware that God may use us as the answer. Are you following me? God quite often does that. We're looking for the solution most often to be something else or someone else other than ourselves. When God's plan may be that you'd be the one. You be the one. Can he do that with you? Are you available? These are real, very real consequential questions, if you will. So, ladies, you don't know why that woman is following that faith. There are lots of reasons. Some of it are not good as one might think, but they're nevertheless involved. And they have their reasons for being involved. And their appearance might be a cry for help from the Lord, for deliverance, for transformation. So I just wanted to leave that with you, okay? Our time is winding up, and I trust that you will ponder on these things that were said today. Ponder them. Don't dismiss them. Just think on them. The psalmist says, take a salah, pause, and ponder. Yesterday, my wife and I, we were visiting with some Muslim friends of ours. Wonderful people. We're praying for them. I'm fasting for them, actually. Yeah, love them. You know, wonderful people. And you're like, oh my God, we want them saved. Yes. Because it's so real. All right. Well, I would like to read a benediction in our hearing. And I do want to thank God for giving us a broadcast where our signal and sound was clear, no disruptions. And I want to thank him for you being on with us. I trust that whatever God did here today will have a lifelong impact on you. I would like to read a benediction that says, from 2 Timothy 1 and verse 17, and it says, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. Leave here today knowing that God is with you and that you have taken command, you have given command of this morning. So this day is the day that he has made. Rejoice in it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And we look forward to being with you once again on tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock sharp. This is Global Time with Jesus Christ. You're dialed into the Maximum Radio Network. Your host, Aubrey Gregory. see you on tomorrow, and may God bless you richly. Thank you.